Well, everybody, welcome to episode 288 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, this will likely be our last podcast of 2024 since we have the holidays coming up and we have a few different guests lined up for today. Leading off is a former soccer standout at Ankeny Centennial, who played her first two collegiate seasons at Western Illinois, but she has just announced that she is coming home and will be transferring to Drake. She is Lana Pennington. Lana, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Were you excited to be back home?
Yes, I'm really excited. It's nice to know that I don't have to make that 3.5 hour drive back home anymore and I can go close to home again.
Well, I know when you first went to Western Illinois, you said that the school was a perfect distance from home. You know, I'm sure you were still able to come home occasionally, you know, but do you think you missed home more than you thought you would?
Yeah, I definitely do think I did, but at the same time, it's nice because I knew I always wanted to be just a drive away from home. So honestly, with the friends that I made there, it didn't seem too far, but you know, with my parents trying to get to games and stuff, it'll be a lot nicer now to be closer to home.
Let's go back to your high school days before we talk about your college career. Of course, you were a two-time first-team All-State selection at Centennial, where you helped the Jaguars to the Class 3A state title in 2022. You scored a team-high 14 goals as a junior, and you were named to the Class 3A All-Tournament team. You know, do you feel like those experiences in high school prepared you well for playing at the next level?
Yeah, for sure. I think we had a really good team, and we definitely stood out throughout the high school years, and I think learning how to be competitive and, you know, get all of those stats up, it just helped with my confidence going to the next level.
One of the reasons that you originally chose Western Illinois was because they had your majors of interest. So what was it that you were majoring in, and will your academic credits transfer to Drake okay?
Yeah, they'll transfer fine. So I'm actually a biology major, and I plan to be a dentist, but you know, I'm kind of keeping my options open right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about your two seasons there in Macomb. You helped the Leathernecks to a 3-8-5 record as a freshman in 2023. You were one of five players to start all 16 games. You scored three goals, which tied for the team lead, and you ranked sixth on the squad with more than 1,100 minutes played. You led the team with 18 shot attempts and 15 shots on goal. You had a brace against Green Bay, including the game-winning goal, and you also had a goal in the school's first-ever OVC win against Lindenwood. So you obviously had a pretty productive year. You know, at that point, were you happy with how things were going and the direction of the program?
Yes, I was for sure. I mean, I loved my teammates, and I loved my coach a lot. I think we all worked really well together, and coming in as a freshman and getting to play all those minutes, it definitely boosted my confidence, and I felt like I belonged there. And, you know, our season didn't exactly go the way we wanted, and I think it was just because we tied a bunch of games and we just couldn't find the back of the net, but I had hopes for the future and our next season coming up with how we would do. And so, yeah, I just think, like, my freshman year was really well, and I had that leadership role, so I wanted to stay and see what we could do and how much success we could have in the next season. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. But, yeah, I just think that we all had hopes for a better season than we actually did the following year.
Well, you mentioned all the ties that you had. Of course, when you played in high school, you guys would go to the shootouts. Did you miss having the shootouts or not really?
It was kind of weird. I mean, obviously, overtime gets tiring, but you know, I think we could have ended up winning a lot of those ties that we had, and it didn't really show how well we actually played in those games. So it would have been nice to see the results of those ties.
Well, then this fall, you played in 11 games and you started 10 times. Of course, the team did struggle to a 114-1 mark. You took 13 shots, 7 of them were on goal, and you had an assist while playing a total of 726 minutes. Now, did your role on the team change at all this season, or was it pretty similar to your first year?
I would say it was pretty similar. I think with people graduating and other people leaving, I think I definitely had more of a leadership role. But yeah, I think with my injury, it had a lot to do with my minutes changing. I was out for 4 weeks of the season with an ankle injury, and I think I just took a lot of time to reflect. And also with our team, we had definitely a lot more freshmen that had to step up, and I think that was the same with the year before that. But we had a lot of new faces on the field, and I think we just didn't click right away, which kind of, you know, we lost our confidence a little bit, but I think, you know, we could have had a lot different results in a lot of games, but it was unfortunate, but I think we still had fun while playing, and it was fun while it lasted.
Now, you aren't the only former athlete from Ankeny who has decided to leave Western Illinois. Football player Ryan Crandall also entered the transfer portal after leading the Leathernecks in tackles this season. And I tried to get him on the podcast this week as well, but he's on a family vacation. But Ryan played for a program that went winless in its first two seasons before winning four games this year. You know, I'm sure that was tough for him to go from a state championship team at Ankeny to a rebuilding situation, and that's obviously, you know, what you found yourself in as well. But was it tough to deal with the losses after having so much success in high school?
Yes, it definitely was, and I think that's one of the main reasons why I chose to leave, because I'm a very competitive person, and I thought that I needed to be somewhere where I was going to be more competitive, and I thought that, you know, the losses were tough, but also my coach got fired as well. So I think that there was just a bunch of things that were adding up to the reason why I chose to leave. But yeah, one of the main reasons was I did want a more competitive environment.
Now, you probably followed what one of your former Centennial teammates was doing. Courtney Kovacs just got done playing in the Division II National Championship. That was pretty cool that they made it all the way to the title game.
Oh my gosh, so amazing. I loved watching her through the entire tournament. She's amazing. And I know so many girls on that team, and I was really proud of them.
I know you had told me that Drake recruited you out of high school, you know, and it was nice that they were still interested the second time around, you know, because it made the recruiting process easier for you.
Yes.
Now, did you look at some other schools, or did you kind of lock in on Drake right away?
Yeah, I actually did look at a couple other schools. I had the University of Indiana actually reach out to me, and, you know, some other D2 schools in the Minnesota State Conference, and I was talking to, you know, some other local schools as well. And just other Division I's in, like, the Missouri Valley Conference and the Summit League. Because originally, Western was in the Summit League Conference, and I really like that. I think it's super competitive. But, yeah, I think overall, just Drake really checked off all my boxes. And when I went my visit, I really liked it. And at first, I was scared about being so close to home. But now I just think that it's as close as you make it. And I really like the team and the coaches, so I'm really excited for the future.
Well, you mentioned that Drake has the competitive environment that you were looking for. The Bulldogs went 8-7-6 this fall. Boy, that's a lot of ties.
but they
played teams like Kansas and Iowa State. And I just realized yesterday when I was looking at their schedule that your Western Illinois team played at Drake on September 15th, and you guys dropped the 2-1 decision on the Bulldogs Senior Day. Now, I know that was one of the games that you missed, you know, when you were injured in September. You know, that had to be disappointing not to play when you came back home, though, huh?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was nice to see everyone, but it was sad because, you know, it's hard to travel and just watch your team play and not be able to help at all. But it was nice to, you know, play in the MediaCom Stadium. It's super cool and get to see them win as well on their senior day. But it did suck for our team in the moment. But, yeah, it was fun being home.
Now, I got to see that stadium for the first time during the football playoffs. So when Centennial played there, that's a pretty nice place. I mean, you got to be looking forward to playing there.
Yes, I am. I'm really excited to play there. I think the stadium is super cool and nice and new.
Well, of course, Lindsay Horner has been the Drake coach since 2008, and she was an assistant for 5 years before that. So she's been there with the program pretty much since you were born. You know, do you feel like you got a good rapport with her now after having been recruited by her twice?
Yeah, I do. And I knew Kevin, the assistant coach, for a long time before because he worked at my old club. And so I feel like it's nice because I'm not going to a whole new environment where I have to start from scratch. And they've known me for a while, and they've seen me play since my freshman year of high school. So it's nice to know that they see my potential and that we can get to work right away when I get to campus.
Well, I see several former CIML players are on the Bulldogs roster, so I assume that you already know quite a few, you know, of their players.
Yes.
Do you think that will make the transition easier for you?
Yeah, for sure. And it's been super nice because I've been able to talk to them over social media and stuff, and I'm going to meet up with some of them too. So it's nice because I was able to ask them a bunch of questions, you know, outside of asking the coaches questions and get to know the program a little bit better.
And do you feel like your style of play will fit in well with how they like to play?
Yeah, for sure. They're actually graduating a centerman right now, so it'll be nice because that is my position. So, yeah, I'm really excited to, you know, get into their style of play. I think they're all very aggressive, and they like to connect very well, and I think that they can score when it needs to happen, and you can see with their record they're able to win, but also they need some help with the ties, so I think maybe I can try and make that impact for them and go in there and score some goals and make plays happen.
Well, hey, Alana, it was fun to catch up with you today. Thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. All right, listen to the Yankee Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny, near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my next guest is a former cross-country and track runner at Ankeny Centennial who went on to compete in those sports at DePauw University in Indiana. She is currently finishing up her master's degree at Iowa and will be starting a new position with the NCAA in June as a postgraduate intern in the championship operations department. She is Jesslyn Gommer. Jesslyn, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, I saw where you landed this position with the NCAA, and that was something that definitely intrigued me. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But let's start out by revisiting your athletic career. You were state qualifier in both cross country and track during your 4 years on both squads at Centennial. And I know you also tried to balance the swimming with cross country in your freshman year before you elected to focus just on running. You know, so what were your best events in swimming? Because my memory's not that good.
Oh, yeah. Some of my better events in swimming were 50 free, 200 free, anything with breaststroke in it. It was kind of interesting because I was more of a sprinter in swimming, but in track and cross country, I was definitely more interested and better at the distance events.
So you just enjoyed running more then?
Yeah, so I grew up doing triathlon. I started when I was 8, and then my mom got me into cross country when I was in 8th grade because my triathlon coach said I need to get better at running. So she had signed me up for Coach Cogdell's cross country camp, but I didn't really know what cross country was, and someone described it to me just as a sport running on grass, so I didn't really fully understand why I would want to do that sport, but then I really connected well with the girls on the team and just fell in love with the team culture that Coach Cogdell created, and I ended up just focusing on running for the duration of my high school career.
Well, I do remember your brother Peyton was a state place winner in swimming at Dowling, and he went on to swim at Denison University in Ohio. And I know you told me that he tried to recruit you to Denison, but you know you didn't want to go that far away from home, did you?
No.
Well, you did end up at DePauw, which is in the same conference as Denison and is located about 50 miles west of Indianapolis. So I know you went there to run track and cross country, but it, you know, it was their academics that also attracted you. So what was your major there?
My major was kinesiology and my minor was anthropology.
All right. And so what were you looking to go on to do with those majors?
Yeah, so anthropology is just a minor I picked up for fun because I was really interested in the subject. But kinesiology, I really wanted to do PT or OT, or my brother's in medical school, or not medical school, he's in residency right now at Walter Reed. So he encouraged me to possibly even apply for medical school. But I got into the major, and after a couple of years, I realized I didn't quite want to do that anymore. And I was an RA at DePauw, and I realized how much I liked event planning and liked being around student athletes, so then that's when I started considering doing like event management for sports.
Well, did you enjoy your time there, you know, as far as athletics went? You know, how did your running career go?
Yeah, my running career was interesting because COVID-19 pandemic really shook things up. So I didn't have an outdoor track season my freshman year, didn't have an outdoor cross-country season my sophomore year. Sophomore year track, we had some semblance of a track season, but we didn't have any spectators, and then junior year rolled around, and there was this opportunity to study abroad for a semester in Ireland, and I decided to take it because they had canceled winter term and May term programs abroad the previous years because of COVID, and I realized if I wanted to study abroad, that was possibly my only chance to do it.
Yeah, I'm heading to Ireland next fall for the Iowa State football game. I'm really looking forward to that. So what did you think of Ireland?
Oh, I loved it. It was a very positive experience, and I'm so glad that even though it meant missing a track season, I'm really glad that I met so many incredible people over there, and every time I look back on it, I'm just so thankful that I went.
Yeah, for the people over there are pretty friendly.
Oh yeah. Funny story about that. American Airlines actually lost my luggage when I went over there initially, and just the amount of people that were helping me during that time period until I got my luggage back was just, like, I'm still blown away about the kindness of the people there and the international community there too.
Well, did you want to get back to Iowa? Is that how you ended up in the master's program at Iowa?
Yes and no. It's one of the few schools that I got in at, so that was definitely a factor of coming back to Iowa. But I just really liked the program, and it had strong academics, so that's kind of how I ended up there.
Well, yeah, I see on your LinkedIn bio that you're listed as a teaching assistant and an event management intern with the U of I Athletics. You know, so did you have a chance to work at some home football games this fall, and what were your responsibilities?
Yeah, so I worked at 5 of the 7 home football games, and we have just so many different responsibilities on home football game days. We usually start like 7 hours before kickoff, and we were moving golf carts from the golf course to Kinnick Stadium for the ADA shuttle. We're setting up signage. We're placing stanchions for the concession stands around the stadium. We're helping making sure that fans know where they're going. And we're really busy during those 13 hours on game days, but it's also just a lot of fun.
And so was the Iowa State game, was that one that you worked at or not?
Unfortunately, no. We had a home volleyball game home volleyball tournament that same day and home field hockey, and so my boss had asked me to work those events. So I was a little bummed not to be at the game, especially with how close it was. But I was also excited for the opportunity to be in charge of working volleyball and field hockey for the first time on my own.
Yeah, I still don't understand how Iowa State won that game. I just didn't see that coming. But
it's tough.
Well, I understand you'll be working full-time then at the NCAA headquarters in Indianapolis. Now, how did this opportunity come about? Because you had to apply for it, right?
Yeah, so my academic advisor encouraged all his advisees to apply back in the summer, I think it was July. And I reached back out to him and said I was interested, just wanted to learn more about the program. I'm at December graduation, so I'm graduating on Friday, so just kind of wanting more information because the program doesn't start till June. And he connected me with one of his former students who's now working full-time at the NCAA, but had gone through this program. And after talking with him, I became really interested in the opportunities the program presented, such as networking and professional development. So I decided to apply. I didn't really think it would go anywhere because there was over 1,000 applicants the year before for 35 slots. And this year there was over 1,200. So I didn't have any reason to think it would go anywhere, but I'm really thankful that I did, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to work at the national office.
And do you know exactly what your responsibilities will be, what you'll be doing?
Yeah, so I was selected as a championships game operations intern, so I'll be helping work and prepare for Division I, Division II, and Division III championships, with the exception of basketball and football, because those are their own respective entities.
Oh, gotcha. So what are your long-term goals? I mean, is this the kind of work you want to do, you know, in the future?
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm interested in. I'm also just really excited for the opportunity to just learn more about the NCAA working there and what other departments have to offer too, so I'm really just excited.
Do you think you'd have a chance to stay on with the NCAA if things go well?
Possibly. There's definitely, so I was just telling you about my academic advisor's former student. He went through the program and then he landed a job at the NCAA, and I've heard of a few people who've done that, so I mean, there's definitely an opportunity there.
Now, do you still run competitively or recreationally at all?
Yes. So during my junior, senior year of college, I just decided to set a hard goal for myself every single year. And the first year was studying abroad in Ireland. And then the next year I did RAGBRAI. And then this past year I did my first half Ironman with my older brother, Peyton, in Sandusky, Ohio. And then next year I'm running my first real marathon. And I say that because I did the Florida Disney Challenge and I rode a roller coaster at mile 15. So
oh, wow.
I really call that an authentic marathon, but I'm really going after a good time and hopefully to qualify for Boston in June when I run Grandma's.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I know your mom and dad, you know, were on a quest to run a half marathon in all 50 states. You know, so how is their pursuit going? Are they getting close to being done?
Yes, they are. They just did state 35 and they have 15 more to go. They haven't done Alaska or Hawaii yet, but I'm hoping to join them for a few of their half marathons next year.
Because you've joined them maybe on some in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, when my schedule allows. I think I've joined my dad for maybe 10 or 12. No, he has the number. He has like this list of all the states he's done and who he's done them with, but definitely done quite a few with them, including one in North Dakota during the pandemic. The whole race went virtual, but he still wanted to do it in North Dakota. So we drove up there on some weekend during the summer and just picked a location in North Dakota and just like ran in some prairie.
Wow.
And then we drove back just so we could say that he still did it in North Dakota.
Well, you guys are committed to that. Wow, that's impressive. I did one marathon back in 2007. That was enough. So, well, hey, Justin, it's been fun catching up with you. Thanks a lot for coming today.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest today is one of our newest employees at Ankeny Fanatic. He joined our staff as a part-time photographer following the passing of Drew Wolf this summer. And he's been doing a great job for us. He is Evan Ryder. Evan, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Well, hey, before we talk about you, I just wanted to let our audience know something about Drew since I mentioned him. I know that Drake is planning to recognize his life and work at their women's basketball game on January 4th. According to Dave Schindelar, the director of Drake Athletics Communications, he said, quote, "Drew is a key component in our athletic storytelling and content creation. I know I speak for a lot of folks around here when I say he's missed in our building. We're planning to have a handful of his most iconic Drake Athletics photos printed and displayed around the arena, as well as a brief public address acknowledgement prior to tip-off that afternoon. So I think that's a great thing that they're doing to honor Drew, and I'll try to make it down there that day. So Evan, let's talk about you now. You know, I'm trying to remember because after Drew's death, I had a lot of different people contact me about the possibility of working for Ankeny Fanatic. So had you followed us, or how did you happen to know about, you know, Drew's untimely passing?
I actually just saw on social media about it, but I didn't really know about the opening in the Fanatic. Jared actually recommended me. We went to DMAC together.
Sure.
For college, and we kind of did some work together, and then he recommended me for the Fanatic.
Well, what had sparked your interest in photography? You know, how long have you been doing it?
I did a little bit of video in high school, and then kind of started doing that in college, and then took a couple of photography classes there and liked it, so I stuck with it.
Well, you obviously have a passion for it. You know, do you shoot other things besides sports?
Mostly sports, but I do some like family photos and senior photos and stuff like that on the side.
Well, what are your favorite sports to shoot?
Probably basketball is the sport I watch the most, and then I started with soccer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it helps, you know, when you're a sports photographer to have an understanding of the various games. You know, did you play very many sports yourself growing up?
Yeah, I wasn't very good at a lot of them, but yeah, I played most sports.
Well, what are your long-term goals? I mean, do you want to do a sports photography as a career, or do you have other things in mind?
Oh, yeah, I want to stick with sports. It'd be cool to do something like on a professional level. That'd be pretty exciting.
Well, I know if you went to DMAC, you obviously learned some things from Mr. Purdy. He's a longtime friend of mine. You know, what are some of the things that you've learned from him?
kind of just throwing yourself out there, and it's a lot of like cold calling to get some experience. Kind of just ask to shoot something and see if people will let you.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what you've learned and your experience, your brief time here working for us, I mean, what do you think are the keys to getting that great photograph that everybody tries to get?
Just like confidence, kind of. So you just like go out there and do your best.
Do you try to get like different angles at times? I mean, do you look for like different angles of the event, however you're moving around at a game?
Yeah, I kind of move wherever the shot that I kind of want to get. So if I want to get like a touchdown pass or something, I'll kind of set up for that. Or pretty much whatever comes your way.
Well, I get a chance to talk to you last night. I saw you at the games. I knew you were shooting some photos for us. Those are two good games, weren't they?
Yeah, they were exciting. They were really close.
I wasn't sure we'd have two good games like that. But, of course, then the boys game went into double overtime, and then I walk outside. I didn't realize we were going to get that sleet either. Did you make it home okay?
yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Well, hey, Evan, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. And, hey, I'll probably see you around.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs, develop long-lasting relationships, and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Lana Pennington, Jesslyn Gomer, and Evan Ryder from Ankeny Fanatic. Appreciate the time from all of those folks today. And before I sign off, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my mom, Bonnie. As some of you may already know, she passed away early Tuesday morning at the age of 91 at Rock Creek Senior Living here in Ankeny. She was always there for me when I was a kid growing up, and I've tried to be there for her over the last several years as she battled dementia. That terrible disease finally got the best of her, but not until after she gave a valiant effort. I love you, Mom, and we'll miss you. Rest in peace.